Welcome back to another episode of Sex and Situationships Podcast. I am your lovely host, Explicit, and I have our lovely lady gang here. First we up, we have Truth. Say hey, Truth.
Hey.
We have Karma in the house.
Hey.
Star.
What up?
And our special guest tonight, Quiet Storm.
Hey.
All right, and it's been a while since we've been here, but we are back, of course, delivering you guys some hot, juicy topics. And with that being said, first, I just want to say we do not own any rights to music played in this episode. And our first topic of the night is going to be on the sex side. Well, actually, we have a mix of stuff, so we're just going to start with the topic we've been seeing all week. And it was a post. Truth, you want to elaborate on it? A little bit more.
Okay. So the lady said that it was the agreement between her and her husband, and since he made, no, actually they didn't have an agreement. She just assumed that because he makes 2 to 3 times more than she does, he should pay everything and that she shouldn't have to pay anything. And so since he didn't agree with that, she filed for divorce.
Wow. So, ladies, what is your thoughts and take on that situation?
First of all, I wonder how long have they even been in a relationship? Like, that makes a big difference. Did y'all just start this relationship? Because you're not going to tell me that 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the line, now you're sick of it.
True.
Right. And that's why, unless you married for the money and you didn't marry for love.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think so, that any relationship agreement or communication should be, it has to be talked about. Like, we can't just assume, I wouldn't just assume my husband gonna make me go half on everything versus I wouldn't assume that he's gonna make me not pay anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like it has to be talked about. I don't know. I'm single, though. So
before the marriage. Before you get married.
Some married people.
Yeah,
but married people.
I think it should be talked about before you get married. You know, that was something she should have asked before they were married, because once you say I do, you can't just be running off leaving because you know things ain't going your way.
Right, and that probably could have been resolved
in the finance department anyway.
Like, okay, you expect me to pay this? I'm gonna pay that.
Well, the question. I mean, did they even live together before they got married? What was the agreement? What was the bills like before they got married if they lived together? I mean, I think it's a lot that we probably don't know.
Right. So I'll just say from our own point of views and our perspectives, we are all in agreement that this is something that should be talked about prior to moving in.
Right, and it's not
okay.
Divorce work.
So let's ask the question to ourselves not necessarily telling what your agreement is in your relationship, but how would you like it? Like, I mean, I would say, for instance, if I was dating, well, when I was married, it was my husband paid all the necessity bills. Anything extra was mine. Of course, I agreed to that. And of course, I didn't have a lot of extras because I wanted my money. So in particular, he paid the mortgage, he paid the power, he paid the water, and he paid the garbage. So cable was mine, cell phone was mine, just the extra stuff.
Now, in my household, my husband pays the mortgage, but I pay everything else.
And then, see, I don't pay any bills, but if my husband came home one day and said, hey, you know, you're going to pay this bill, I would have been like, oh, it's time for a divorce. I wouldn't do that. I'd just be like, okay, which bill you want me to pay? Let me get online. I don't think I would make a big deal about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's divorce time.
Well, I would say, like, nowadays, men and women versus men and women in their jobs and stuff, we usually, like, nowadays, some of the women do make more than the men, but in instances, it's usually a pretty equal say as far as income is, I would say split down the middle unless one comes through hard times, then the other one should be able to pick up slack with no problem, and the other one absolutely vice versa. But I do know a friend. She lived with her boyfriend. She was pregnant by him. She had the baby. She had another baby prior to it. And he paid all the bills, the whole relationship. But then when he got a little where, you know, it was getting tough for him, he told her, hey, can you pick up the utilities? And she like, no. If me and my kids was here or not, you'll still have these same bills. So no, I'm not helping you. And so they ended up, you know, splitting up or whatever, and she ended up being on Section 8 or whatever and being by herself with her kids, but
where she's gonna have to pay more than just the utilities.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And she was at it. I even was like, girl, if you don't help that man, if he's been holding it down for these 3 years and now he's saying he need help, I think he just wanted her to pay like the cable and the electric. It was something crazy. And she was like, no.
Even exchange ain't never been a robbery. It ain't. Even exchange ain't never been a robbery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it sounds like it's different strokes for different folks. And whatever works in your household works in your household. But communication is the key point.
Right.
Yep.
Well, all right. On to our next topic, which is download Undercover Brothers.
It's getting out of hand.
I seen
a post that said the other day, pretty soon women ain't even gonna have men and ain't gonna be able to get pregnant no more because all the men like men now. So what is the women gonna do? I've seen that and fell out because it is. You see about the woman in Indianapolis just here recently. Went back in the house. She was kicking with a guy. She said that the guy ate her out. They didn't do anything, but he ate her out. And she left. She left her phone on the table. So she ran back in there, or she went back to the house to grab her phone off the table and caught the guy she had just hit a man with their pants down. So I guess they chased her out.
Oh, no.
They chased her out the house, but she said they went to the door, but I guess he couldn't come all the way out because they closed one up. But she went on Facebook, of course, social media, broadcasting,
yep.
And they found her dead the next day.
Mm.
Dang, that's messed up.
Because they didn't want to be exposed, right. Booty bands.
Right. It's like a catch-21.
That's not funny that she got killed, but I'm laughing at the fact that they got caught like that.
I mean, well, I've experienced that personally. I was in a relationship and Buddy was down low. Like, I found cum shots and I found dick shots and I just found a bunch of stuff. And it's just like, what the hell? So, I mean, I've experienced this in real life. And I mean, I just was like, you know, I'd rather you tell me and we talk about it. I mean, I ain't gonna be with you because I ain't do nothing with him after that. Like, it was just really just cut off at this point. And I was like, in order for me to even feel comfortable continuing to try to be with you, I need you to go get an AIDS test or something. Because, like, I don't know what you've done. You're not gonna tell me what you've done for real. And all I can go by is what I've found. And this boy had a extra email address. He had a Craigslist ad. And all type of stuff. And I'm like, this what you really doing while I'm at work? Seriously? Because he worked overnight. I'm like, boy, get you some business. But I don't know. It's a scary thing because
that would be super scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never actually been, well, I've heard rumors that an ex of mine was on the down low or by or whatever they're trying to say about us. I've heard the rumors. I can say that when this particular person was around me, I didn't really see the signs. I don't know. Maybe I was
exactly blind. That's what it is. Because I didn't see no signs either. But when I went back and thought about it, I'm like, maybe.
I mean, what are the signs that you guys saw that made it, you know, made it kind of.
Well, for me, I started to question whether, because, like, he dismissed the rumors right away. Because I was like, wait, you know, people saying that you out here bad. Like, and he dismissed the rumors, but he just said that, you know, he just was like, you know, people, you know, like to lie and stir up all types of stuff. But then anytime that you got, like, gay people, when other gay men are saying that they think that you may, they're not saying that they slept with you, but they're saying that they think that you may float that way, it does make you kind of look at them different. Like, I hope that you was not on the down low when we was together, because.
And you will never know if they was, if they wasn't, though, because they're not going to tell you. Not for real.
And they're not going to tell you. And I think that's so disgusting and so disrespectful, you know, to women. You know, you out here sleeping with men and then you come and lay with a woman. I think that is the most disgusting thing that somebody could do.
Yeah, it definitely is. A little nasty.
It's all about options. I mean, you got some women that don't care, but give me that opportunity. Tell me, say something up front. Let me make the choice. But, yeah.
So do you guys think that a man wanting his booty ate, like Gabby said, is a red flag for y'all? As far as it's
a- I'm not playing in nobody's tail. I'm just saying.
That's probably the first thing that's going to come out my mouth. Because I'm trying to figure out how he going to hold his legs up while I'm doing it. And that right there is already just going to sit well with me. So, no.
And then they say the man's G-spot is in his anal. No, I'm not going there.
I never find out.
I'm good luck. And me and Nasty, they farting and shit all day long. No, I ain't eat no ass.
Right?
Nah, but if you want to munch on mine, have that. How do you okay. As a woman, we've all been had our ass ate. So you know how you feel in that moment while you hold your legs up and they eating your ass. So can you just imagine your guy?
No.
Hold your ground and let out a female screech or something. That's it. I'm done.
Oh, no. I'm done.
Look up like, who the hell was that?
No.
First of all,
you better not hold your legs.
I couldn't even imagine. Oh, God, you have a whole nasty ass. That's that cougar shit. She's more of a cougar than I will ever be.
Yeah.
So you ain't never tried it accidentally on purpose?
Never.
I just think the booty hole is like the nastiest thing. Like, what if they didn't wipe correctly or
didn't wash good?
That's why you clean it yourself. Y'all nasty.
If I go down to your nutsack, it's your birthday, it's Christmas. It's some type of holiday we celebrating.
For real.
So if that's what I do on holidays, I can't think of what the theme would have to be for me to lick your ass. I don't know.
That's a mess. So you really ain't never tried it?
No.
Never.
I ain't never seen my ass.
I wouldn't. You know what? I would look at him different if you even was okay with even would want me to. I would look at you totally different. Like, yes. Oh, really?
That's my next question. Okay. Like, are you comfortable with me doing this thing? This is okay with you?
Who here has had one?
Okay, do maybe another. Introduction.
I don't need to just talk. Okay. I'm gonna mesh it all together.
Okay.
Well, that was my first experience ever. Was
apparently mine too, but I didn't know.
Well, I didn't know either. I just thought that's what it looked like. And so when I saw one that wasn't, I asked him what was wrong with his dick. Because I didn't know. He was like, "What you mean?" I was like, "Where your cover at?"
Oh, snap.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He was like, "No, something was wrong with the dude you was with." I was like, "Oh, okay."
Wow. That's kind of funny.
You would think that a dude would tell you, like you know that it's uncommon. Like, men gotta know it's uncommon for men to be uncircumcised anymore these day and ages. So give me the heads up, because I'm probably gonna fall out laughing, or I'm gonna ask you why it feel like that or something. So let's go ahead and tell me. I don't know. I've never had one. I've never experienced it. And it's been on my mind here lately, so I just wondering how that goes. I ain't gonna say. Well, no, I was asked. I was talking to a guy.
It ain't no different
for us, but it's a difference for them.
It's not no different for who?
Us, but it's a difference for them.
Because they have lack sensation, I guess, in that area when they have.
No, from what I understand, the skin makes it very sensitive, and when they remove the skin, it like it's harder for them to climax.
Oh, well, I guess if they've had it for a long time and that's what they're used to.
Well, apparently, in my lifetime, I've had two unbeknownst to me. I only knew about one. I just recently found out I have another. So, but I was asking all type of questions when I was like, you know, when I found out about it or whatever, because when we were together, he had it, but at some point while we were together, he got it cut off. Because he had a situation that scared him. I guess the skin ripped or something. So, after that, yeah.
Oh, wait, that would happen.
So after that, he got it cut.
I mean, I just wonder why grown men don't get it done. Like, I understand your mom didn't get it done when you was a baby, but why when, you know, they get older, they just don't
probably know.
Get it
done.
I was going to say, they probably don't know any better.
Yeah, a guy that I was talking to said he was 12 when he got his or whatever, and he was saying something about, like, sometimes the skin can tighten up and cut off the circulation, so it was causing problems, and that's what made him gonna get it. So my other the guy that I was talking to, he's 43, and I was asking him, like, why he didn't do it. He was like, he never felt the need to. He ain't never got no complaints, and he was like,
he enjoyed having a turtleneck on his
face. Like, pretty much. He was just like,
so he like deep butter.
Like, I don't know.
You say you like
deep butter. So I guess deep butter is the term that they use for the guys who aren't circumcised.
What is it?
Dick butter.
Dick butter.
Yes. Karma, you need to ask your people about dick butter. It's the ones that ain't circumcised, and see if they know about that. I don't know if that's a younger people term or what, but I just heard about it. And basically, it's like after they nut and the nut gets stuck up under the skin. Like,
what? That sounds like some nasty shit.
Right, it do. But, hey, some people got hygiene problems, so you just never know.
Right, that's what I'm worried about.
Butter uncircumcised dick.
Right.
They said it holds bacteria, like they have to really push it down and pull it down. Like, that's a whole bunch of extra stuff.
I remember watching the dick.
It is, but you know what? I will admit that an uncircumcised dick was probably one of the best ones that I've had. I don't know if it was because of the size, because not only was he not circumcised, he was probably a good 9.5, 10, and it was real thick.
Oh,
so,
Yeah. What you doing all that? So did you like have to push it back? Did you like? Did he already pull his meat back, or
don't it go back? Or the extra skin?
Yeah,
no,
I think that it just goes back.
I need to see this.
I don't know. I don't remember because usually he would like to put it in himself. So I'm assuming it's like a maneuver to it. But I
you ain't suck him up.
I'm just like pull it back. Yeah, yeah, but. I mean, of course it was clean. I mean, I know that a lot of people be having issues. They be saying that, you know, uncircumcised dicks don't be
the
clean.
One I had, he was
but, I mean, he kept his stuff on point. Yeah, he kept his on point. And, like, I would have to pull that back to really get it if I'm sucking on it. But as far as, like, him just putting it in, I didn't have to pull it back.
Yeah. I can see it in my mind, like, every time.
Right. I'm sitting here, like, this is probably one of the funniest experiences I ever had before. Because I'm going to be laughing, like, what's all that extra? What's going on? What you do with that?
You gonna make him go live and shit? Asking all them questions.
Well, they say the uncircumcised ones be the best one. I don't know because I don't know the difference.
Mine was good.
Mine all was right now at the time, but when I doubled back, I was like, "Oh, I was just young and dumb."
I doubled back.
So it ain't about the circumcision. It's about how they work that thing. Okay. That's a mess. Well, Karma, if you ever decide that you want to try that, let us know what happens.
Oh, you okay? Know I'm coming. I'm bringing it. Hey, I'm going to hit y'all like we need a podcast right now. Update.
Speaking of updates, in the previous ones, wasn't there something you were supposed to do? Did you do that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right, we won't go to it today, but we'll bring that back up later.
What was I supposed to do?
I think I don't remember. I gotta go back, so we'll bring that up later on. Okay, so to move on from the uncircumcised dick butter, we are going to talk about one more thing and. Let's see. Anal sex. Yes or no?
No.
Sometimes.
No for me.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm with sometimes. Not
so
on the
how
regular.
Do you prepare? Like so yeah. What how do you know it's gonna be a good day? Like what do you do? Like enlighten us.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that part. Definitely get some liquor in you.
So when you're drunk, you just don't care and you feel it the next morning or whatever?
You feel it the next morning.
But at that point...
I mean, you feel it that night, but I mean,
shit.
What the hell?
Right.
So that's an excuse the next day to be like, you know I was drunk, huh?
No, but it kind of like... I say the liquor kind of helped relax you.
Yeah,
that's
what I
was going to say.
So do you come off of that? Because it just seemed like
right.
It's so painful. Like, yeah. How am I going to ever get into it?
Well, honestly, I kid you not. My experience...
It's the best orgasm ever.
Once the head is in, you good.
That's the hard part.
I mean, yeah, and when they start, I mean, the first, I would say maybe the first 30 seconds to a minute, it's probably going to be painful. But if you wet enough and, you know, they know what they're doing, it should go away.
And the position you in kind of helps.
That too.
So what's the best position? What position make it more comfortable?
For me, my side.
And I have to lay on my side.
I was on all fours.
Oh, heck no.
I mean, like, I was
so
on all fours.
You get some
well, actually, it wasn't even all fours.
You get some what they call it? That what's that?
It numb you.
But it's called butt ease. Yeah.
Did it work? Because I heard somebody say that.
Astral glide.
Astral glide. That's a new one.
My stomach is doing all kind of rumbling. Like, you just can't glide in that. Do y'all know that is like a suction? Right. Like, I'll be on the toilet down there crying, taking a poop, and that's coming out. So I couldn't even imagine nothing trying to.
Oh. Well, just think about it. It might help you poop.
It might be wide open.
And then you can't just get in there and just go fast and hard. You can't just get in there and just go crazy. Like, he got to eat into it like a real
funny
slow.
Story. Like, I was in 99. I was I'll never forget this. I will never. Working at this nursing home and house cleaning. And I was cleaning up, and it was this black woman in there, whatever. And she had her clothes all off. And she talking about some, her butt was hurt. And she talking about some, she kept hemorrhoids. And she told me, baby, I remember her turning around trying to show me.
Oh.
Talking about some, don't, hey. This is from years and years of getting done in the butt. She said, like, I can't even control my bowels and stuff. And she had hemorrhoids all the time. And I'm like, and I don't know, from that point on, that like,
oh,
I was like, 21, that like scared the mess out of me. And she was just like, I used to, and I like how I am now talking about sex. I've always been like this. Like, it's something about like talking about it, asking questions that like get me excited. So I'm asking. I'm like, she was like, yes, I didn't want it no other way. I can't even remember the lady name. Not that I could say it on the podcast or whatever, but true story. I'll never forget that. I would never. I'm sitting here like, I mean, in a nursing home, you just never know what they gonna talk to you about. But I was just like shocked. Like,
well,
wow.
She probably done it all the time,
right?
Yeah, no, bro. That just turned me off.
I mean,
you was getting rabid.
Females to say they like it and don't like it no other way. So then, my next question be: so you must be Lucy Peduce. I mean, like
Lucy,
like,
both of them,
right? Right.
You do both. Right. Of them. I'm saying both areas is loose as ever. If you, okay.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause her, to me, if that's all you want, it's either a situation where maybe he needs to reach in front because maybe ain't no coochie there. Is she wanting in her butt also? Because, you know, that has been.
There's no
happen.
It's 2020, and, all these. Right. Pussies and everything else they got going on.
Y'all nasty. Ew, that hemorrhoids. Yeah.
Make it happen.
So what happened if like earlier you had the boo-boo, but you didn't, and then you go in and then boo-boo come out on it? The sanitation part of it.
Oh, wow.
I hope nobody grown ass is doing that.
Right.
Like, if I know I'm thinking about it, like, I think if I know I'm like, oh yeah, he been asking, I'm giving him this butt tonight. First thing in the morning, I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna take it the night before, if I'm gonna take it that morning.
I've never had that situation ever in life. Never. Never have.
Me either.
Now, I will say, if you didn't fuck me in my ass, you going to the bathroom before you fuck me in my pussy. You not finna go for my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely.
So if we doing ass shit, goddamn it, go take a shower, wash off.
With some dial and some bacteria.
Right. That's a bacterial infection waiting to happen. No.
Right. Definitely. And then I heard, too, like, I know somebody that be, like, douche after.
Just what?
I got to
your asshole.
No.
That's what an anybody
is. I mean, the next day you're going to get that anyway.
How are you going to get cleaned up?
Because you're going to shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
Inserting all type of bottles up trying to get I need this all to come back down tonight. He's gonna be like, hey, what's taking so long in the bathroom? I don't know. I think I would definitely have to take an enema before So when you enter in, this just automatically, when a doctor put one finger, he had to do it real quick because he know I'd be right ready to pop him. But when you stick one finger, you feel like you got a boo-boo. So I couldn't imagine.
Like, I've never had a doctor stick their finger in my booty.
You say what?
I've never had a doctor stick their finger.
You never had a doctor check and you done had babies. You never had him.
I've never had it.
Always the check. No, no, I got a question. Make sure what you don't have no pulp. What you call it? Polyps or nothing.
I don't think I have either.
Ooh, what? Am I supposed to ask for this?
He has a dick on his hand.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I gotta ask the doctor because I ain't never had that before.
Like this was one finger.
Like my yearly, on my yearly, yeah, it'll be like real quick. You catch me off guard, like not just up there playing in my ass. I'm just like,
no, I'm not saying that, but like, I've never had.
I think that your doctor knows. Yeah, right.
And you know what? Now that you say this, I seen this posted on Facebook this week. Somebody made a post and was like, this girl at my job said when she get her yearly, her doctor stick his finger up her ass. Have y'all ever had that? And I'm like, never. Doctor just check my front and that's it.
No, they check both ends.
Well, I must don't be going to the right doctor. Wait, y'all got men doctors or women doctors?
I've had men and women.
Mine is a man.
I didn't want the woman doctor's finger was bigger than the damn man doctor.
Oh, hell no.
Because I had, for years, it was like three doctors, and I just didn't know who I was going to see when I came in. They all worked together, but I used to hate when it was her.
Wow. Well, I have never had that ever in my life. And I think I'm going to ask when I go.
Yeah, I haven't either.
So when you guys prepare, do y'all like lube it up before y'all get in the bed? And then, you know, I was told to lay flat on your stomach and relax. But I can't relax. Once I get back there, I just immediately tense up.
I don't know.
The first time I did it, it was on accident, so I cried. That shit hurt. So I was like, fuck this shit, okay? Then when I tried it and I actually planned to try it, there was lube involved. Like she said, the butt ease. And I feel like that, I don't know, that's oily. I didn't like the way it felt. So I was like, okay, cancel that. And then I tried it again with just my own juices. And that was the best for me.
Yeah.
I don't even think I'm going to be able to produce no juice.
Right.
But the main thing is you just have to ease it in. It's not something to do.
You got to ease it in. Y'all a mess. I mean, you have to take a couple of shots.
A couple?
You don't need more than a couple.
You need a couple of shots and maybe a couple wine and. No, but I was sober though when I did it. But what relaxed me was him talking to me.
He was licking in your ear and talking to you, girl.
No, he wasn't licking. he wasn't licking in my ear, but he was just comforting me with his words.
He was on your back like a spider, like you ain't going nowhere.
I don't like that. Lock me in when I'm on all fours and you on top of me like you squat. I don't like that. That's gay to me. Don't do that to me. So he was just behind me, and we just went from there.
It's on my bucket list.
One day.
Well, I mean, I hope you get to check that off your bucket list.
Well, thanks.
You will enjoy it.
I mean, I think once you do it, like the first time, you may not enjoy it. And maybe, you know, Kayla, because that's the first time. Just think about your first time having regular sex. So, same.
Girl.
Oh, Lord. Do I need to hear about this?
Let's not think about that first time.
Okay. Well, speaking of first times, I got another question. Would y'all go back and do it again with y'all first time?
Hell no.
No, I would on my first set.
Oh, shit.
I would. Just have sex, though.
Just have sex, nothing else?
Nothing else.
No.
Although he's a great person. No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I got the best child's father in the world.
The best
child's father.
Well, everybody ain't able. Like, I mean, do you talking to somebody that was, I was very, very young. My first was, I was 13, 14 years old. So I didn't know what I was doing, no way. But at 13, 14 years old, and he's 6 years older than me, I mean, that was like the best thing smoking until I turned 15.
Right.
And got my next one, and I'm just like, I just can't believe that I've been head over heels for number one like that. And
so your second one was better than your first one?
The what?
Your second one was better than your first one?
Everything after. It was like moving up, moving up, moving up. Yeah, most definitely.
I can say that too, though.
I don't even remember my second one.
I remember my like second my yeah. third, but my fourth went down, and that's when I fell real in love, you know.
That's when you felt really in love.
That's when I was really in love. Oh, when he went down.
I thought you meant like went down in size. Like,
no, went down like licking it. And I was like, oh Lord, what is this?
My body
what is this? All over.
That sounded like an old lady.
With my first though, like I didn't enjoy him while we were together. I didn't like really like too. Like karma, I was young. I was 14. So from 14 to maybe I was with him till I was like 21. So I really didn't enjoy it. But then when I circled back, it was 10 times better. But I was also more experienced as well. And he was too.
Yeah, that's my situation. Like, we was young, and then in recent times, I circled back. And, yeah.
Damn, that would be another topic. So.
Right.
What you talking about? Circling back? Huh?
You say what?
What y'all talking about? Circling back?
Cutting
it. Yeah.
What about circling back?
Oh, nothing.
Like, when you go back, is it better?
In my case, I think so.
I don't know. My case is
well,
not.
I had a circling back case, and it was from high school, and then, like, right at, like after high school, circling back, and no. I think it's because I ain't know no better.
So you still didn't have experience when you circled back?
Huh?
I said you still didn't have any experience when you circled back?
No, I had experience when I circled back, and I probably should not have circled back.
Oh, okay.
It was gotcha. Not worth the circle back.
Gotcha. You should have made a U-turn. I mean, a square, a left turn.
Wow. I can see that. I recently, probably like the last 3 years, have circled back to somebody that I was dealing with when probably about 10 years ago. And yeah, we definitely outgrow people because back then you had to ask me, I was like, man, he was the mess. But yeah, I'm like, you still doing that move 10 years later? Nah,
well, my circle back, I think, was elevation because there was things that wasn't done when we was younger. Of course, because we was younger, we didn't know what the heck was what. But now that we have that, so yeah, I think my circle back was beneficial.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know. Sometimes a circle back is good. Sometimes a circle back ain't worth it.
Left the building.
She'll pop back in, I'm sure. She's driving.
I sound like I heard somebody say something and she hung up.
Well, it's okay anyway, because we are wrapping this up. You know? So, any final thoughts from anybody? Star, comma, quiet storm?
Well, thanks for having me. And it's been very interesting hearing everybody's opinions. Hope to come back again.
Well, we thank you for joining us, and you are most welcome to come back anytime you are free. And with that being said, we're just going to touch bases on this here. So we did the anal sex. We did dick butter, uncircumcised dicks. And then our undercover brothers and splitting their bills. So if you guys have any takes on this, please feel free to hit us. Our email is sexysituationships@gmail.com. We are on Facebook at Sex and Situationships. We are on Twitter at Sex and Situationships Podcast and on Instagram. So check us out. Leave us a comment, message. And if there's some topics that you guys want to hear, let us know. We are most definitely open to talking about anything. Again, there is no limits. So thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of Sex and Situationships Podcast.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.